Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. A change. Sam Cooke. My friends, welcome aboard today. How are you today? Hope you are doing well. I'm doing well also. I need more strength, need more knowledge, because I can think back in my earlier, younger days, when Jesus meant everything to me. What has been grinding away in my mind is this picture of the human two species. And over this long period of time, what the world has become. Now, you know, clearly, I am so disappointed because, you know, the world, the world itself and this planet on which we live, I don't find anything that is, you know, like, I don't see any prospect for, you know, to feel at peace and to feel okay. You know, it's just like, you know, you don't have a job and you owe a lot of bills and you can hardly pay your bills. You maybe, you know, not hungry, you're finding food, but your general life, the way you'd like to situate yourself, you just can't. It's not making any sense to me that one species violates the other species and nobody don't know what happened. Situation where, you know, I mean, all right, you say, well, there is a government. You have your passport and stuff like that. There is a government. You go to the post office. There, you have a government that put those things in place for you. All right? And that's about the extent. You live in a country, America, and you live with white people who are invaders. You think about you live in your house with an invader. And when you go to your brother's house, they live invaders too in their house. Go to your sister's house, and they are living by invaders as well. Does that make any sense? You go to your grandparents and they are living by under invaders as well. So none of you have human liberty because white people say they own you. They own your race. What kind of situation is this? You know, this set of people condition themselves to live by the invaders who basically take control of everything you have. And you just live off what they give you. Now, it is not making any sense because this is not what I thought about when I was young. I mean, I was not aware of, you know, civic conditions, invaders. I mean, I barely know about slavery because we have been normalized by slavery until our parents don't even talk about it, man. They're cool with Jesus. They're cool with Jesus. Hadn't it been that over time, my brain is working. My brain is working because everywhere I go, there is thorns and prickles everywhere throughout my young life. And it's just like, you know, you just cannot find peace and rest. And you hear about heaven, and it's like, you know, like psychologically we live in hell. Now, it's not making any sense to me that I live in America under white man rule. You are able to come and go in a certain kind of way, though, but, you know, remember, you are not free. You are not human, according to the white people there, the white people government. And that's the kind of atmosphere, that's the kind of atmosphere you live in, and that, you know, they have military, they have bombs and guns and everything, right? And it's not just America. Everywhere you go, Britain, Palestine, New Zealand, Australia, it's the same uncivilized life. You know what I mean? The same uncivilized life, until eventually I begin to read and find out what's wrong, and find out that, you know what? I don't know anybody who is doing what I do. Because if a few more people, if Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, what you call him there, the man who I'm talking about the Muslim man. I mean, if they were getting into the media and communicate the historic fact of species of mankind and tell what is the fact about our development, they would get rid of these white people long time. With all that happened that caused the whole thing to be what it is today, these white people would never be here. Or back in those days when they are like, you know, kicking Muhammad Ali around. You know, those days when, you know, black people running to the Muslim for refuge and stuff like that. And don't know that the Muslim is the white man establishment. They don't know that. Muhammad Ali don't appears to know that the Muslim is white man establishment. So how do I know? By reading the history, and know that it is the down back in the BC, I mean the late BC era, when these white people already did the interbreeding, I mean committed the act of the talking serpent already, right? Because it's just this just the other day now that they launched the church. They launched the three churches. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You know, it's not too long ago, you know. So all of the things them that we are, the information we are coming, coming in contact with, all modern time, flip-flop nonsense, whereas the real information is in the World History textbook that happened way a little further back. And these white people, they're clever now, wherever they, you know, their thing is. But one thing we know, the history radar is on them before, even before they evolved 3.5 million years ago. We have history that traces time to before the first humanoid walking upright. And the planet was here, the Earth planet was here about some 5 billion years ago. This solar system, you know, is a long time, and yet still not compared with other planets. But the solar system of about 12 or so planets revolving around the sun, been around long before any humankind come about. So now we are like drunk with the whole bunch of Bible foolishness about creation. We will never get out of the darkness as long as we are talking about Islam, Muslim, and what Islam, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you think about what happened with the latter days of Elijah Muhammad. You think about that. You mean nobody, even that, you know, to show you that Islam based on how African people accept Islam. You know, and you find out that you're always wondering, what this Islam is about, and you don't know where it originates, and it seems like you never will know. You ask me, and since I have been reading the World History textbook, I discover all of these things that are buried. And we think that we will never know them. They're into the World History textbook. They're into the World History textbook. And if you ask me, you don't let me know it because I respect the creator of human life. And what we have as history, I know ain't nobody around on earth know anything about our existence more than the World History textbook, and that's what I read. So you can talk all what other people teach you and not say about Elijah Muhammad and the other guy who teach Muhammad, the honorable Elijah Muhammad. There is a man that they say taught him what he know, right? And he was, you know, respected for setting up the institution where he get a lot of white people and dressing them up in a white cloth and all that kind of thing. You know, this same nonsense, like Ben Yahweh. You see? Yahweh, Ben Yahweh. You know, it's all a whole bunch of Kuro nonsense that African people are into and not the World History textbook itself. You see? So now, our cerebellum is never going to easily realize where you must put your attention. You see? So the best of us turn fool. Since the interbreeding, yeah. since the interbreeding of our species. We turn fool. We turn idiot. Well, I just happen to be one of 11 children. And, well, I can only testify to the realization of myself. When I start to read and find out what the church is all about, and into the arena of humanity, the first humanoid species that came up, the first to exist, which is today, is the white people. The white people, they like to talk about Shem, Ham, and Japheth after the flood, and who is who, and if you read in Genesis, who they say is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You know, they do a little splitting apart of one of the two, and one of them, as it were, don't get no allotment of the sharing the family tree. So a lot of things are there that we depend on and reading, and we don't know anything else. We don't know the background to the Bible. We think we're in the Bible, and we think that the Bible is a real book that is telling us about what happened after the flood. You probably will not accept when I tell you that the Bible is the worst book for we African people to read as a book that is telling us truth about after the flood. These are the sodomite, so-called talking serpent, and them who come and begin to like establish government and stuff like that, when government already here. Government already started like 450,000 years when the Elohim, they set up their own government. It was a number of them that needed government to take care of their life, and that they set up government from in South Africa from then to take care of these people. And time goes on and on and on, long time, until they needed a different arrangement, because the working class of the people that they had begin to say they don't want to do no more of that work. It's too hard. Right? And when they call a conference and discuss the problem, eventually decided that they can engineer, a DNA hybridization, a creature that can do the help they need. And that's how we come about. They never came to Earth to create no mankind, but they are scientists. You see? And Africa has a lot of animals and stuff like that. Why is not Europe have all the animals like is in Europe? Why is not Europe? Why and Asia? Why? The gods that make all these things, good things. You talk about kingship. Kingship is the kingship is the establishment that incorporate all the social network. There was no civilization around apart from the gods.
in South Africa. No place else. But the white people, they were up in Europe all that time. And they were not known as white people then. Right? They were not known as white people back then. History don't call them white people. History tells who they are as a species. That's how they are identified. Cannot allow people to change the course of their existence and move other species out of its own existence. You can't allow this to happen when history is telling you one thing, and these people that these hominid, this that species, the white people species, when they left Africa 1.5 million years ago, when they left, the gods never come here yet, because what do I say? They are 1.5 million years up in Europe. And the gods came around 450,000 years ago. All right. I mean, that you know, that is fitted within that the time, 1.5 million years, that this Homo erectus, the humanoid, left Africa and went up into Europe. And they say they're going to Asia too. I mean, you know, but the leading place that they go to is not Asia, is Europe. Right? So they go and scatter then between Europe and Asia, right? And I am saying, you don't read anything, you see no sign that the Homo erectus, as a matter of fact, they don't write no history of themselves. Okay, these white people now who are the hominid species, right? One singular species, the first one. Okay, it's the one that developed in Africa, and then after about 2 million years, they left Africa and go up into Europe. There is no account for anything else. No account for anything else. You think they can go through all these kind of criminal behavior that change who they are as a species, change their looks, and you know, and hop upgraded their perception, or what you'd call their level of intelligence, right? It was not more than making stone tools. I mean, look, what I'm trying to tell you, what is bugging me, is this, that these same people who come from apes are running the world, and they really run it like they really are still apes. The government, where they say have no control in us, you go on coming, they do it like apes. Because how do they sort out this second species? And they would want to tell us human beings come from different species. That's a lie. The world is the textbook, is there to keep order and knowledge here so that we don't get lost. At least those of us who want to have the intelligent understanding of our existence, you don't make nobody, I mean, do that, because that's a serious thing on the planet where you have beings that are doing the kind of stuff white people are doing. I am, you know, this is what makes me really feel okay, because I know now there is knowledge that tells me exactly the way civilization come about,
and what went wrong. The thing is, too many African people brain get damaged and they can't find the access to read and to understand and settle with the fact of our existence. We have everything wrong about ourselves because we read the Bible that these faggot white hip origin offspring, they are hiding every day and, you know, making sure as much as they can to keep African people from knowing the real truth. They're afraid if we really develop the right sense and know what they know. Okay? Today, when we talk about the East, all right, I mean, you don't hear anybody going out there because they, according to their government, we cannot say the truth that is in history. These soot, wormwood, white people, they stop claim according since they gain permission of power from our government, Africa. And you should be able to discover if you read that Africa is the only government on the planet Earth who the gods in Kish handed over kingship government to us. There was no other government except this shit house come here now and interbreed up our species. And we turn idiots, fool. You don't see those who Jim Jones give the Kool-Aid in Jonestown. You don't see all of them dead. Them dead. And you make these shit house white people them come here now. This hominid species. The erectus, the Homo erectus subgroup to the hominins, the ape-like folks them that come out of Africa and go into Europe 1.5 million years ago, right? Which is in post-time of they leaving Africa and going to Europe that the gods came to Earth 450,000 years ago. And after the gods came to Earth, then there was the second species, the wild sapien, who beget the subgroup that is we know as Neanderthals. That's all that the world National Geographic, if this National Geographic is not telling the truth, or if I am crazy, well, somebody should be able to find out that I'm talking nonsense. You see, and long ago, people would come up on this radio, and how much people would turn me into a fool? Enough to drive me into silence. But nobody will touch. Nobody will touch. It doesn't matter how I beseech and beg people to come and come and talk. Because somebody like me should be, want to talk, you put up screening. You screen anybody who call the program. I never do that. I'm free to talk. What I see is the fact that everybody on the planet is supposed to know. Right? So I cater to every anybody who can talk, whether or not you're civilized or not. You come on this program. If you don't worth anything, you know, you're not truthful in what you're saying, you're not respecting words, you're not respecting context, there's no way to find the frequency where I will be proven wrong in using words. Because as long as you open your mouth and use a word, we know exactly what you mean. We can trace the context of what you're saying. For all of us that are talking. So that's how you can tell when people are talking nonsense. You go to a court of law and a judge there
you know, he has to understand your case in order to be a judge of it. You see what I mean? I'm trying to say to you, how can we have this history that tells us the time when there was no civilized human being? Then came the hominid. This is what the World History textbook tells. I mean, candidly clear. You cannot mistaken what it says. And I read it several times. Nobody will call the number 347-850-1358. You see, because I noticed there was a young man that usually frequent this show. And I think he's Michael. And we talked for a while, and maybe about a year now, I haven't heard him call. But he used to come back every now and then, and we chat, we argue. And one time, we were having an agreement for him to do a show, right? But things did not work out at that time. I think my computer broke down or something. But we never get, I didn't set up the show for him to do it and everything. But it just did not happen at that time. And after that, it seemed like interest did not sustain, like for him to come in and do it. It never happened then, right? But what I remember about him is he would just come in and he never like show an interest into the subject matter that I'm talking on any given show that he comes in. He go right to some old foolishness he wants to talk about. Something that we talk about before and we didn't settle it, and he's carrying it as a bubble, you know. So he never wants to like settle down on a subject matter. Let's say what I'm talking about then. Join in with me and stuff like that. Because he could be a co-host or anything he wants. But the thing is, this guy, he's stuck on the concept of Christianity. You see, and the context of Christianity, a lot of African people are spoiled, you know, just like him. He's educated, but yet still, he cannot go to the origin of things, and let's work our way forward, because we cannot work from where we are going backward. We have to go back to where things began. Otherwise, we don't know where we are here. We'd be lost, right, if we don't know where we're coming from. So that's the way I argue and view whether or not we are headed in the right direction, trying to gain clarity, a fact, a situation that we are living in. Okay? That's the way I argue. So if you don't want to go to history and talk about history and talk about, well, I don't live in the past and stuff like that, be careful or you talk about not living in the past, because guess what? You are living in the past. Let me see your birth certificate. And let me see if you were born in the, you know, in the future, or you're born today. You know, I want to see that, because if you tell me you're born in the future, I know that. Look, no, you need to go into the mental institution. If you tell me that, look at what I am saying. And a lot of people, you know, they rather walk away. Don't bother talk. If you show them the way a conversation can produce result, the right result, and you can't produce right result if you want to tell me you were born in the future. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, my head is not all that. Mine is not all that bad. My brain's not that bad. I'm kind of old, but you know what I mean? If you are going to tell me that you're born in the future, I mean, we're not going to have that conversation. No, no. There is just no way you can have a productive conversation when you, according, you know, but you're not showing me a birth certificate, but you want to tell me that you're born in the future. Now, you can live futuristic in your own mind, but you know what? I know that is uncivilized thinking, okay? For us to know where we are today and where we are coming from, you got to go into history. And you know what is the definition of the word history? A lot of people don't know it, although they call the word all the time. But it says a record of the past. So if you don't have your record of the past to determine where you are in the present time, your brain is gone. So, you know, I don't have to have no big education to know that or to disqualify a person who is so, their brain is slipped off. You know what I mean? I know that. I don't waste time on somebody who's not talking what making sense, right? But what I have just spoken about, that's the way Christianity is. Christianity is something that was founded in the future, concepted. Because how come you can come with AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord, and you can't find, you cannot go to the record of the past. Since you say, like, Jesus was crucified when he was, like, 30 years of age, right? Well, he began in the past, right? So let's get the past, the record of the past, and read up about Jesus. You will never get that happen in Christianity. They will never go back to the past and read exactly who they say, who they claim is Jesus. To all the church and church and church that we are going, they get the African people. The brain becomes delinquent. We are retarded. That's what it is. What it is that we are retarded. Retarded. That's retardation, brain. The brain is what does everything for us. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you is that the white people who break out of their species and come violate and violate, they come and violate the species that is named wise sapien. Not wise sapien, but wise sapien. It's the subgroup of the sapien. The second subgroup that is called wise, sapien, wise human being. You don't see anywhere in the world is the textbook that the hominid is called wise hominid. You don't see none of that. Homo erectus is not called wise. So what I am saying to you, the difference between white people origin and the African hybrid people origin is two different taxonomic energy into their blood. When the hominid Homo erectus white people interbreed as criminal, they are criminals. Just as how you see they chase us from one place to the other and take over everything. That's what they did. That's why African people are totally insane, as it were. Because how can we now go from knowing the Elohim that created us to believing in Jesus Christ? How do you do that? Your brain has to be gone. Read and know what went on into the world that today we identify as BC. What happened into that world? That's the polytheism, the God's world, because you don't have no civilization until the gods came. So these white people, they've been up in Europe after they left Africa 1.5 million years ago. And where is their civilization? You can't find it. You don't have any trace, because they will not go to the record of the past and identify themselves, these white people. It's pure criminality. They do it, and they do it in broad daylight and at nighttime. Okay? But guess what? They make a new world, and that's what they get. That's why they talk about the talking serpent and all that. And you can never figure out what that talking serpent is. But if you read history, you will find out who are the talking serpent. And it's no one but them. You think it's some revelation or something like that that's right in the Bible, because God give revelation, so you're afraid of the Bible, you know, you have to follow the Bible and stuff like that. And, you know, simple, this situation that is a historical one, it's the reason why they are existing today, the white people, because they found a way to lie and they find a prey. The African people a prey, right? That they could create a biological significant change in their existence. That's what they did, and it worked. Because here we are, don't know whether or not we're going up or down as Africa. You know, just check it out. Now, you know, there are things in the Bible to read. One of the things I find very, very intriguing, because before we understand our lives, position on planet Earth, we have to understand the history of the past, okay? And no Holy Ghost thing and all that. You know, if you were going to have any Holy Ghost, you would have to still reckon with the history of the past and find out how Holy Ghost come about. No Holy Ghost never come. We can just tell you that. That is a concept. Remember, you know, if you take drugs and stuff like that, it damage your brain. Your brain is the master of, you know, your brain is like the throne of the gods, you know, who gives humanity life. And as you can see, all cattle, they have a head and they have a brain. And it's alarming to see some microscopic beings, you know, you can hardly see them unless, you know, you use like microscope to see them. A molecule of them, and they're moving fast and everything. How can you have life into that little thing there that, you know, they go wherever they want to go and stuff like that? All right, what I'm trying to say to you is that the head that houses the brain, you know, look how many times you're getting people getting old, you know, and their brain give up. They need, you have to take care of them and stuff like that. But as long as your head remains healthy, you will, you know, you can, I mean, old people, over 100 years, they're doing fine, talking, you know, I mean, just like when they were young. Your brain, when these Homo erectus interbreed with the African people by criminal action, our brain was affected. You see, when them talk about in Genesis about the talking serpent, can't you see the confusion that was created? For one thing, the words of the talking serpent show that God was lying. Can't you see that? Yeah. What in the third chapter of Genesis? You see, this talking serpent come up and talking like a human, you know, and said, does God say you ought not to do this? I mean, you ever thought about how can a serpent that God created in creation begin to talk like a human? Only instance that you have ever seen that type of experience where transformation occurred in the conversation of the talking serpent with the woman, right? And caused the woman to fall on the man, because according to the talking serpent, it is the words that cause the fall. They claims that Adam and Eve eat the fruit, the forbidden fruit. That's confusion, because who can straighten out what the talking serpent said? The talking serpent, I mean, done blast God away into oblivion. When it says, God know the day that you eat of it, you will not die, but you will be wise as God. Nobody no deal with that, you know. Nobody won't deal with that confusion, you know, where God was caught lying. Nobody don't deal with that. What I want to tell you here, you know, I'm telling you that psychologically, the African people are off, I mean, big time. We are eating and drinking. We can, you know, go get an education and a whole bunch of stuff we can do. But anytime you touch the word of life, we don't have that life. We turn fool. You see? And the Bible is telling us, and guess what? We don't have the good sense to even look into what went wrong. We can't find out. We turn believer. And you know why we are such good believers? We are good believers when we are incapable of knowing. Okay? Because if we can visualize exactly what happened in that Bible that we believe in, we would know that it is impossible for what we are reading to be true. So you rather believe it was a talking serpent for real. You accept the lie. And the confusion is, God tell them, the day they eat of the fruit, they will die. The talking serpent come in and say, did God tell you? Now, where did he get the information from? Where did the talking serpent get that information? Why he walks in and asks Eve about that? Nothing like that. It's true. These people are just writing, I mean, fairy tale in the Bible. You see? So, something happened in life with them white people here that produced the Bible. They know what happened in their life 100,000 years ago when them rape and interbreed up, I mean, forcefully, the wise sapien hybrid people. And what did this sapien second subgroup had to say the Neanderthals, who they had fucked off and interbreed up for about some, thousand of years, that they no longer look like ape. White people no longer look like ape then in the denotative sense. They look like humans and talking like humans. How long it took them to get there? Quite a long time. But they get there though, right? And they're smart as smart can be, right? But they fuck ass as fucking ass can be. So they have part of their sense that very wise indeed, but that wisdom when it comes to fucking, they don't care about fucking, you see? And whereas in their brain right now that they have the interbreeding that they did, they don't behave like the Homo erectus that they once was. No. And they sought to get out of that level of life. That's what they did. So now they are mixed with good and evil. And the evil, when it mixes, it's not good anymore. And this is what is happening today. Unless we crack their code, they will forever destroy us. Well, I am telling you, if you really want to find out who you are, you will have to stop go to church. You will have to stop believing nonsense and begin to develop knowledge of the past, because it's the past that can renew your life when you have the knowledge of where you're coming from, right? So why am I here talking this, and I'm not stopping until I am dead or I am taken away? I'm saying that, but look, I am steadfast on what I am saying, because what I'm saying is true. And I have high school education and a paralegal certificate. That's all I have. So you don't have to be afraid of me, because we ain't going to go into computer or you make computer and all them kind of thing. We're going to go into the record of the past. Talking to me, that's all you have to deal with. So why you, with all of your computerized great knowledge and, law is your profession. You should be able to handle me easily. But guess what? Do you know to go back to the record of the past? If you are talking Christian, well, you can go into the courthouse and go practice law, the back and front type of a system that they have, right? But if you're going to talk to me, when I go into the court of law and represent myself, I don't go back and front with anything. What I mean to say is the kind of confusion that goes on when people are not sticking to historical knowledge, but they're using biblical knowledge. And biblical knowledge is not good knowledge at all. It's not record of the past they're talking about, because God don't have a record of any past. You can't find God in the past. The fact you can't find God in the past, it means God don't exist. You see, any God who is creating anything, like in prehistory, the gods came from Liberia and come here, and every point into it you can find. Here's Eridu, the cities that were created, and it's there. So what do you want? Why you want these faggot white people to be taking control of the world, and they are us fucking confused, because what they did It changed them from who they were. The ape-like man of this southern apes. That's where white people come from, southern apes, in the World History textbook. And what they do to make themselves Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture in modern time, they're the one who create modernity. It's them, because they are the new person that is a crossbreed between two opposite species. So they don't have any sense carry out what we read about kingship government. Yeah, so they take on, you know, our government and make up something that they call their own. I call it Cleave Bubble system, the Sodomite system. And say this is their new world order. When it is this civilization that brought new world order in the world. Civilization. And they come and turn it upside down. You can't face me with that old bunch of bagaboo stuff and get away with anything. You can't get away with anything. It doesn't matter if a Trump or a Biden, they cannot face this fact. No. Bring the entire FBI, Secret Service, and none of them can face this fact that I'm telling you, because I'm taking it from the record of the past. You know what I mean? So whatever they have out there, I have no concern about what they use to establish what they're doing, because I know it's phony. It's fraud. It's all wise fables. It never existed anywhere. Christianity and the entire so-called United States government is bogus, 100%. All they know to do is use, extract, and use fragments of civilization to say they have a government. That's all they do. Because why they did not have a government in Europe long before the Bronze Age? Why? 1.5 million years in Africa. Where is the government that they had? They didn't have none. No, they had to be born again through the Neanderthals several times before they stopped looking like monkeys. Right? So come to me and talk to me. Don't go behind me and grumble. Come and face the truth. Why can't you face it? Don't face it. And with each passing moment, you're withering away. That's what is happening. You know, because we have the power that sustains. And it is written in the World History textbook. And it's written even in the Bible, if you may. Right? It's all over the place. But the Bible is not the book for civilized people. You're way past what is in the Bible, because all the evil things that these white people are doing, they don't have a higher inner spirit. They are exactly who they are. And like I said to you, when they do the interbreeding, they were neither who they were nor either any acceptable character in the now. No, so they are undesirable, okay? White people are undesirable in as much as they make us now accept who they are and accept them as Sodomite neighbor. I don't think Lot in Genesis 19 wanted the Sodomites, who want to fuck his visitors. He didn't want them as no neighbors. And what did the God do to the Sodomites? Blind their eyes. They couldn't get to, carry out what they wanted to do. If we cannot see that something is wrong with the world, with us, and admit and see, because if you don't see that something is wrong with yourself, you're not going to know anything is wrong with yourself. If you ask yourself, and if your mother and father is telling you something, no, you're going another way because something has got into you and you can't go with the truth, well, you will not be the kind of person you're supposed to be. Well, this is what is happening to us. What happened a long time ago, and our brain is not making us see what the real world is all about. These guys come and say they're making up a world and make up a government, and they never make one up in Europe. All the time they were up in Europe when the gods were not around and we were not created yet, they did not make up no civilized government or society. Okay? And today they are trying hard to convince the entire civilized world that they are the civilized people, but they want your ass to fuck. That's what the Bible is about. And we don't know that because our brain is sick. Well, I find out and I want to talk about it. And anybody who don't want to talk about it, go and go drown yourself in the ocean. That's the way I see it. You think I'm going to try to please my mother and my father and my brothers them? Because this is something way, way out of what we are accustomed to in church. No, I can't spear myself. I can't ease myself up because I was one that only think about Christianity. So how did I come to stop thinking about Christianity? It's simply because of what I read. I didn't want to change, but what I read and understand changed totally what I was thinking, right? So it doesn't matter to me who don't like what I say. I think the God's been waiting on us a long time to come to the light. You see, and there is no one to hold the light. If you begin to hold up the light, there is no one to out it. People will run away from you. Esotericism. I want to hear from you. How are you doing? All right. Anyway, I wanted to read to you something that is in the Bible. And a lot of people may think that, why am I reading the Bible when I condemn the Bible? Well, I did say some good things not in the Bible, but you just can't use the Bible and become the civilized person you're supposed to be. If you start reading Genesis creation story, you are not going to become a civilized person. You can't. Genesis creation story is about which is talking servant. That's really what destroy, infect our cerebrum and cerebellum. That's what kills us. But there are other things that condemns Christianity. The Bible condemns Christianity. And we don't know because we are not seeing things the way we're supposed to see it. So when I judge things based on the words that I use, and I am not mixing up context at all, right? Because when I see that the gods are dropping big bombs, you know, telling what they intend to do with these white people, because it tells you where they rule in Palestine. The Bible actually pointed out that God is going to destroy them. So you don't see that in the Bible. You don't see it because you're not reading right. And if you see it, you don't know how to think about it and think about Genesis creation story at the same time. So if you're not making that clear distinction when you read, you're going to be as confused as hell, and you will never get through to rightly dividing one thing from the other you wind up in a mass confusion with it. Well, I am not confused. And I can tell you that there are things in this Bible that I can make use of and do not contradict my primary position. Now, these white people, they mess up many portions of the Bible. And it's the reason why you have to know when you're reading something that is good from when it is not good in the Bible. the creation of man, creation story in the book of Genesis, it clearly is not, and it's the principal thing that when you believe that, your brain is dead. Okay? When you believe in Genesis creation story, believe about God Abraham I'm talking about. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of chapters in Genesis on Abraham and what God is saying to Abraham from out of the sky and all them kind of thing. Those things from start to finish about Abraham, it's not true. They brag about how they get us to believe in Abraham, monotheism, God, and none of it is true. Like, none of the talking serpent story is true. I mean, in the sense that you can, it fits well in the context of creation. It's not with creation of mankind, in no kind of way. But it's not that Adam and Eve is not a reality. Adam and Eve is a reality, but they read the reality and turn it off into something else. All right? So, making the distinction is very important. But if you know that the creation of Adam and Eve in the Bible is not true, then you're okay to go on real knowledge of our existence. But the Bible is not telling us about our existence. It's telling us about what these faggot white people want life to be. Okay? And the entire Bible objective, regardless of whatever may be good in the Bible, the reason why they put this Bible together, it was because of these white people intent is to rule the world with sodomy. That's it. Now, let me tell you this portion that I want to show you, want to read it to you. Now, in Isaiah, there is one good thing and there is a bad thing. So that reading the same book of Isaiah, now I'm going to reject certain things that is written in the book of Isaiah. And I'm going to accept certain things that is written in the book of Isaiah. And why that is so is because it carried two different messages. Whereas the people who are either editing this work or what, don't recognize that they cannot carry the two messages because it conflicts. You see, the two messages conflicts. The prophecy, Isaiah 9, 6, in the early of Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Prophesy one of the most distinct prophecy about Jesus. Unfortunately, you will see that prophecy is not fulfilled. Although all of the prophets, I think, in the Old Testament say something relevant to Jesus. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 tell you specifically what the fulfillment of Christ is to be, right? Unto us a child is born, a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of his rule and government there shall be no end. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and he would come and rule. It's not, it doesn't say he's coming here and stop and go to heaven. It doesn't say that, because the context of the scripture show that Christ came on earth to do a job, to give salvation to sinners. So why now, when you can't find Jesus fulfilling anything after 2,000 years, they're going to tell you that Jesus is going to sit upon the throne when he comes back, when he returns. And to this day, it is common expectation of people looking for Jesus' return. Jesus never existed because that prophecy is not fulfilled. Now, why we don't see that no fulfillment occur in the most defined prophecy in the book of Isaiah. All right. So you see, I cannot accept that prophecy in Isaiah, right? So I'm showing you some lunatic is writing the book of Isaiah. Whilst they are giving this Bible to the world to save you, but their educational ability in holding the entirety of their messages in context, they gone all over the place with it in the same book. So you're going to come and read this, and the creation of mankind cannot be two things. It must be one. And the God must be one everywhere in the Bible. But that's not so. These white people, if for them to rule and reign forever, they would have to write a Bible that does, you know, at least keep construct in order, but don't write two messages and claim that you are saying the same thing. You're just not. All right. So I'm going to go to another part of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah now, to show you, I mean, the way I treat words, right? I'm not going to mix up. But why am I accepting one thing? Because these people who are writing Bible are idiots. And things that they should not write in there, they write it in there anyway. I can't reject what is true as long as it don't mix up like, you know, blue in clear water. As long as I don't do that, but sever one thing from the other. They think that they are hurting us. And they do hurt us. But guess what? They supply us with information for us to help ourselves and come to realization. That's what it worked out to be. All right, so I'm going to this next part that I tell you I accept in Genesis 28. Not Genesis 28, but Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. Listen to it, right? Because it's going to be self-explanatory. Listen to it. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to earth with the hand. Didn't say two. He didn't say, behold the Lord, have two. He says, one, a strong one, right? And what this character would be. To me, this tells me something that is connected to civilized thought, what I'm reading right here, that there would be someone raised up at a time when things are really bad. And this person, he said, behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one. That is after, let's say, a curse was pronounced, right? After the curse was pronounced, it is telling you, woe unto the crown of pride. It's a curse that is issued there. And say now, because conditions are bad. But now, something is going to happen. So he said, behold the Lord, not the devil. Behold the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Now, what you read out of that? I know what I read out of that. He goes on a little more. The crown of pride, conquered of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that look upon it see, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty upon the residue of his people. What does that tell you, my friend? Okay? When I read the Bible, this is how I read the Bible. Because I don't see this over on the negative side. I see this as a positive message. It is coherent to me, and I take it for what it says. I don't mix it up with the other stuff, right? So, he says, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They heard in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Question. And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Question. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest, mean the truth. Okay? Not confusion. This kind of knowledge, he said, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing. This is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be taken and snared and taken. Now, my friends, you understand what I mean when I talk about what the Bible is like. There are many other things like that. Now, I can see these white people edit the Bible and do a whole lot of stuff. The Bible is not the only thing that they mess up like that. They mess up the world history textbook too. A whole lot of it. But here's the thing. if you start to read and not believing what you read, don't believe what you read. And I know it's not acceptable to a lot of people when I say don't believe what you read. Because when you read, you know, you never take a class to believe anything. You take a class to get knowledge, you see. But the way they grow up in the church and teach us is to believe into this nonsense about Jesus and God and Satan. We never get no knowledge about those things, no. They don't hold no class and give us knowledge of what, who God is as a spirit, or who Jesus is as his son that he begat, and how he begat the son. They don't give us the knowledge in those things. But we believe it. We believe it because we grow up at a time when they already poisoned us 100,000 years ago, and they've been leading us all along until now. So if we don't wake up and rely on words that you read, but rather you are reading what you believe. Every time you read the Bible, you believe everything where you read. Cannot go against it. So you see everything according to what? To your belief. That whether or not it's right or wrong, it's right for you because you believe it already. That's what belief, the energy in belief is not giving you knowledge, because that's not what the word is supposed to be used for. You see, you are to believe more, and it is secure when you believe in something you know. Contrary to what we are taught in church, is to believe what you don't know and struggle with knowledge. No, you are to struggle with whether you want to believe something or not after you know it. But don't believe it and try to know it afterward. That's not the way to go. That's the reason why the world is in trouble today. That's what I have found with word construct. Okay? But I can tell you that when I believe from a child, I never use no word to clarify anything. I just believe it. But later on in my life, about 60 years of age or something like that, I go through a different conscious mind of reading and knowing what I read. That's what helped me out. Otherwise, I would be looking for somebody to, like, you know, tell me this, tell me that. No, I mean, I don't read as good as many people in the world. But the little that I read, I get direction from it. I don't ask nobody about that because I know this word. I can find out the text, the context of it. I can tell what definition of words that go with what I am doing. So I don't ask nobody for that. And nobody contradict me. Nobody correct me when I do that. It's not like when I was believing. So I am telling you now that we have a situation here in the world where we must get rid of the church. Get rid of the spirit God of Abraham. Get rid of the God completely, because that word that we use as God, they would tell us that it's from the Hebrew that come from the civilized people. But the Bible don't come from that Hebrew. These sodomite white people are telling us it is the Bible, Christian Bible, come from Hebrew. But it's the Hebrew that they rewrite. You see what I mean? So the God what I'm having in the Bible that you would say a Hebrew come from, that God come from Sumerian. It come from the tablets, right? In Hebrew. In Hebrew, that tells you that God, I mean, capital G-O-D. Anywhere you see it, if it is used in the context of the sodomite white people, them, Jesus concept, it will be monotheism God, where they claim come from Egypt. A lie. The amount of lie that we are believing, it's drowning us. If we don't start read better and understand words better, we go straight down to the grave believing in Jesus and God, where that's not the history of the record of the past. That's not what it is. So what I am saying to you about when you see the word God, it took me a long time to find out that the word God in the Bible was polluted. It don't come from that Hebrew. And just not knowing that the word in the Bible that they say is from Hebrew, they are twisted the translation and the original Hebrew. What it means is that every time you see God, capital G-O-D, God, it stands for plural, gods. God is not for no monotheism interpretation. That's not true. God is never a singular word, except you are talking about a singular God. A singular God, and that can never be translated into a spirit God, monotheism spirit God. You cannot translate it that way. So God in the Bible is definitely going to lead you astray, because they are leading you to one spirit God that controls the world that nobody has connection with that God, saving white people. White people don't deal with no God because they are evolved creatures, and they are hominids that never speak, naturally they never develop and start talking because they didn't have what it takes to talk. So why are they talking today? That's the thing we're supposed to know. Why white people are talking, and why they call this make up this Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya. This is a cover for them, because indeed the real history, if we were reading it, we would have found out long time. We would have found out about these white people long time. Oh, but now we have to accept them with all of their sodomite fucking ass all over the place, just like you read it in the Bible and don't think it to be anything. You think it's just one of those things Satan is working. But it is not what we are thinking is the truth. Is what we don't know is the truth. Is that these white people are come from where they interbreed with us and destroy our brain. Look at your fellow ethnic hybrid human African people. Look at them. Look at the way we live. So these white people take every square inch of place from us. We are children of the Most High. And you want to tell me we allow these fucking ass white people who come from apes, right, and destroy our species? Only two species we have in the world history textbook. Two species that establish the human race. But they are the first that walk upright. The hominid, right? And for millions of years, that's the way they were until they leave Africa and go up into Europe. Now, what happened after they go up into Europe? I don't find anybody who know that. But bring me to know exactly what happened to them. I'm not quick to tell anybody until certain understanding is attained, because, you know, people are going to go down south, you know, when, you know, they cannot handle stuff. But I have been at this, for a long time, and I don't want another life but the life of the truth about my existence. And that's where I say, you see, and I don't force anybody at all to accept my reading knowledge of things. I'm not because, hey, you're only going to know when you know, right? So I am saying that these white people, who they are, and at the rate that we allow them to do things, take control of our governmental, civic life and stuff like that. They come on, take over everything. And I am on Facebook, and I'm writing civilizing, and they are telling me that I am violating their community standards. Yeah. Imagine, we don't have anywhere. And you mean we put up with it? All of the educated people that we have, you mean they cannot read and find out that these people don't have a government? We have kingship government. They don't have no government at all. All they're making up stuff. And Africa, sit down. You ever wonder why Africa, our African government, never say anything about the Bible or the atrocities that these white people commit? It is because whatever it is that interbreeding destroy the African people's brain. Because I can't see it make any sense for us to have administration of government that govern the world. And instead we do it. Africa gave these white people permission to do it. Do you understand that these white people couldn't read? I mean, they never not read, but they couldn't talk at all. Ever they go through after 100,000 years ago, do the interbreeding and get babies that talk from us. Hybrid, not the Homo, not the Neanderthals. Neanderthals never spoke a language, but they were the third highest human rank, but they never spoke, right? And they interbreed with them most over many, many thousands of years until they no longer look like monkeys. The white people who were southern apes. After they done with the Neanderthals, they no longer look like apes anymore. So they become more human, right? And they don't exist no more. So I suspect they kill and destroy the Neanderthals. That's the only reasonable deduction I see, right? And I am allowed to do that with my detective eye. Why? Where do the Neanderthals go? Since they get the good higher sense from the Neanderthals, I see they get rid of them so that they will rule the roost. All right. Well, it was after that, not too long after they get rid of the Neanderthals, and we who were created in South Africa, after we were 100,000 years in development, some of us left Africa. And it is written clearly in the World History textbook. We, nobody else, we left. We left, some of us, not all of us, some of us left. Yes, some of us left. Africa. And it is during that time when we were leaving Africa that the interbreeding took place, because these white people are Homo erectus. That's what they were known for at that time. So now they're looking like human beings now, you know, right? And is acceptable for sex, I guess. So I don't know, because I don't find anything to tell me exactly, because these folks, they are wipe out anything that would hide what they do, but they can't hide everything. And when you read certain things, you can get connection and relevance from what happened someplace else that where they not think it is a threat, right? So you can always trace things that these folks have done, and the timeline sends them in, right? Because clearly the gods never came here with civilization before them. They came first, millions of years before the gods came. The gods came 450,000 years. You can fit that into 1.5 million years when they left Africa and go up into. So everything that took place after they go up into Europe and they say in Asia, right? So here we have them up there 1.5 million years ago when the gods came after, and our species, white sapien, came after as well 250,000 years ago. This is what the World History textbook says. I don't see anything else contradict it. So these white people don't have anywhere to go besides this fact that, of course, it took me a long time before I find out any kind of history that addressed these white people. Now I'm finding out the reason why I couldn't know anything about them. It, about prehistory and the gods and the creation of mankind, civilized mankind. That is easily, because it is the history out there. There's no other history. But you can't find no history for these white people, because they come now since they start to talk after the interbreeding and learn to read. And they didn't learn to read from themselves. They learn to read from us. They come to our institution and learn skills and everything like that. That's where they get their education from. It's us. But now, hey, we turn fool and we can't even recognize what they do. And although they are written in the World History textbook, everything that I'm saying, I read it in this World History textbook. But they are not securing certain things because they think that we are done. We are done and out. And we will not understand at the level to find out where they have been and what they have done and call themselves Romans and all that. All right. But here it is. You can see that when we left Africa, the first anatomical, they call us modern. We are not modern. That's confusion. If you refer to African people as modern people, modern man, we are gone astray there. Okay? We are not modern man. We prehistory. Because I talk about 100,000 years that we were in Africa before some of us began to come out. 100,000 years ago since some of us left. Okay? And establish the Western world. So we are the prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as wise sapien. And you see what they are doing in the corruption is call us Homo, like we are Homo erect, like we are Homo sapien. We do not carry a prefix of Homo, because Homo denotatively means homosexual. They, hominids, are the Homo erectus. Homo erectus. We are not Homo. Anywhere you see that prefix, I strike it, right? So we, wise sapien, wise human being, we, the hybrid people, special people who symbolize civilization of the gods. The gods, the civilized God, create us and give us their blood. That's why we talk and have babies and we are a species to ourselves, the wise sapien. So they don't have anything to do with us. So the interbreeding is what kill our brain. That's the reason why we don't know what we're doing right here today. And they have this bogus government that they call AD Anadamani that don't base on anything civilized. Because anytime you ask about civilized government and kings and stuff like that, you get, apart from the gods who reign in South Africa, the first civilization on Earth, our government began in Sumer, in Mesopotamia. That's where kingship in the human sense, that's where it began. Not in South Africa. That's where the gods began civilization on Earth. Right? Because they come from their planet where they are the most highly developed, I mean being that we know. Right? So they came and they start doing their thing, and it take a while before they created us. And we are the ones that spread civilization of the gods on Earth. These white people want to tell you that it's not us who do it. It's them. It's the reason why they will not endorse that civilization began in South Africa by the gods. They don't want to recognize the gods because they realize they must protect their sodomy that they want to spread. This is what is happening. All right. So it tells you that whereas these white people didn't have any civilization at all until the interbreeding. You ask them to show you what did they manufacture as a civilized people in Europe during these latter times that I'm talking about.
they have not anything because it's the interbreeding, through the interbreeding, and they have talking baby, you know, and they wouldn't be able to do anything with just good looks that they get from the Homo, the Neanderthals. But remember that the Neanderthals is sapien. It's not hominid. It's not belonging to them. You see what I mean? So there, we need to know this information right here within this time zone, because this is what locks these white people who transform themselves using our species, okay? And now they muddy up everything that we really don't know. And since we are only people, believers, believe what we read, we cannot come out of this place, this darkness that they push us into, psychological darkness. Start to read now and know that we are identified as the third dimension of mankind. And and this third dimension, the second species of mankind, was used to create the hybrid. And this is how we become wise sapien. Wise human being, all right? And call us the first prehistory, anatomically, humans. People who look like us, known as wise sapien. Wise human being. Appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. That's what I said, right? So you look at the time and see what transpired since 100,000 years ago, when there was opportunity for these sodomites to once again attack our species. Oh, by the way, do you know there is U.S. law prohibit the attack of one species attacking another, because there is mass harm when one species do that with another species. And this is the harm that we are suffering today. They are saying they're ruling government, and you don't hear a word about kingship government anymore, and we are underneath them. Now, this truth in the world is a textbook. In the world history textbook here. It's not Bible. This is world history textbook. If we had read and know this, let's say if Muhammad Ali knew this at the time when they're talking all their whole bunch of trash to him about, you know, you can't fight and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. If he knew this information here, he would have destroyed them long time ago. I mean, knowing who he was. But he was leaning on the Islam thing. Changed his name to Muhammad Ali, you know, from Cassius Clay. He didn't know the legal thing, because what I'm reading here to you is the highest and summit. This is law of the civilized world. I am reading. And we don't have it at all on our minds, because we are believers. And everything, we lean on the God of the Bible for everything. And these sodomites, that's exactly what they've been striving off. All right? So, and clearly, if somebody should say, well, you know, or something about the two species, it's right here in the World History Textbook. From hominids to sapien. That's it. So, you know, I'm, you know, and I have the timeline of the hominid 2 million years, and then they go up into Europe. So now the question is, what happened to them after they go up there, you know, since 1.5 million years ago up in Europe? That is a question. That is a knockout.
You see what I mean? Now, if we come to the point and say, well, no. We will not have you to say you're ruling us because you don't have any legal jurisdiction, neither in court or nowhere. This is what I am reading. And if you think somebody, the only thing can happen to me is that I stop breathing. As long as I am breathing, there's nobody on planet Earth that is going to come and tell me that more perfectly. It does not exist, right? So I just know that, I'm not a bright guy or not like that, but I'm practical. And whatever I identify, and it is according to the proper civilized sense of my brain, I'm not mistaken in, ain't nobody can move me off that. My creator's endowment of inalienable rights, these ass white people are not supposed to come close to me or to us. I'm not just talking for me. I'm talking about us as a species that they damage. Now, those of us who want to take them to court because they have laws to give you and not begging them for reparation, take them to court and it's like the black, in Oklahoma there, that they are suing for 100 years what these white sodomite people have done them. Knock down the place. They don't want us to strive. You see what I mean? And because they realize that we are not understanding at their level. They realize we are not understanding at their level. And therefore, they are making, taking the extreme measure against us. Extreme measure against us. Why? Because they realize that we psychologically, our lights are out. That's the reason why. So I am saying here we have the record of our existence, and this is what supposed to protect us, but we can't protect us. It cannot protect us if we don't know. We are not Homo sapiens. We are wise sapiens. That's how the world history say are named our species, but they, every chance they get, they try to fit us up with being Homo prefix. Wise prefix. Right? Wise is the prefix. Prefix for sapien, not Homo sapien. All right. I think I pretty much on that portion. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I thank my friend for stopping by and hope that things are well. I'm gonna go over to this next. Let's go now to the featured theme, Gay Pope Honorius III. Gay Pope Honorius III legislation provided for penalties of death on the ethnic people. My friend. This title that I give to this preface, it's not a joke. It is not a joke. And if we are not seeing things properly, we just let these things slide. Like Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. We just let it slide because we don't have any way of addressing it. That's no more. If you listen to me, taking a stand and deliver what I get from the World History textbook, what I get from the Sumerian textbook, I'm not talking something that I dream up. It's for real.
these white people, we only need to know the origin and what is their species. That's all we need to know. You can't know about white people by, you know, calling them European and like everything start in Europe for them. No, thing don't start in Europe for white people. Europe is their secondary place of existence. But their mother home is Africa. White people originate in Africa. The history tells me that. Give my tongue the right to say it. Right? There's nothing to hide. I want clarity. Okay? So all they're talking about, they are Pope and stuff like that. You have to trace the origin of these white people. That when they're talking about they are popes and they are emperor and they are this and they are that. You know, you have to go to the authority origin to know where they're coming from with their thing. Then you will find out that they couldn't talk, for one thing. All in all their time in Africa and in Europe and Asia, they did not develop natural speech. No, they didn't. And they didn't develop human looks naturally. No. It's all a criminal act that these white people have done. Now, if you think then that you don't want to charge white people wrongfully, you just need to use history of origin. They were the first humans? Yes. Yes. In the history, yes. Nothing else they want to talk about matter. Talk about in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You have to go right there to find out, is that a fact? You see, and get the knowledge that is written for it. And that you control, that is what is to control our expression and our behavior with ourselves and towards others. Equity must be distributed among people on earth. These faggot white people decide they're not in for that. They're going to take it from whoever they can get it. That's what they decided. That's what they do. So if you ask me, when did they say that? Don't ask me when they do it. Ask me when they did it. Because that's what I'm talking about. When they did it, when their action did that, you know, is the action from the action come the observation. And that's what I am saying to you. Now, when you know the origin of white people, you know, if when we are talking about them down the road where we are here today, how are we talking about them like they were a species that began to talk naturally? You can't address them anywhere along the line like they came talking, because the history book, you would be speaking incorrectly and erroneously against world history, because world history says the earliest mankind were apes, okay? Ape-like humans, right? In other words, they were not just any kind of apes, okay? Because you have different types of apes, but now this species of ape is a human. Okay? So, when we know that this is an ape, a special ape, humanity, but it comes from the ape class though. It will never grow that out. So, white people come from apes. Their species, the species, not a subgroup, but the species that began the race. That's what I'm talking about. is like the mother and the father of a people. Okay? So, hominid is the hominid brand white people today come from. They come directly from the subgroup Homo erectus. That's it. You don't have nothing more. All right. They never spoke naturally. It was a natural act that they did that caused them to talk. And further, not just make sound, but they learned to read and stuff like that. So you have to now know the history about white people in order to understand why they're going all over the place and talk about, you know, them carry them disease and stuff like that and kill you and do all kind of things, but come like with this authority and power to our government and imperial colonialism, and they have and share up the land of the Africans among themselves. Britain have some, you know, it's a while, and we'll get around to what they call the Queen of England, because they are all a nutcase that take control of the civilized world. You see what I mean? All of them, and the Russians, all of them take control after they created, you know, this virus of their blood, hate blood, interbreed and spew it and infected this sapien species. Right? So remember I said the book is telling us of two human species that complete the human existence, right? And you follow the timeline, how long they live since they since they evolved as the first humanoid walking upright. The history tells us. Otherwise, we can't solve anything here today. We can't resolve anything unless we use the authority of history. That's all we know. Okay? And if you think we're going to know anything now, when I'm talking about them, I go to Geneva and go have a meeting and all that kind of thing. On what grounds? On what grounds these guys are going to Geneva? You see, Geneva is not anything that belongs to the civilized world, but to these monkey brand of white people. You see what I mean? If we don't know that, we don't have any talk. You see? You're taking up Bible and then praying to God and stuff like that. You think these people are praying to who? I mean, do we care about who they pray for? Do you care about what white people they have chaplain and all this kind of stuff? Everything that is civilized, they turn it around to something that they fuck on. That's it. Now, I can tell it from any corner to any corner, because you know what? I'm not making any mistake. You see what I mean? So their nobility and their principality don't come from anywhere but out of their fucking asshole. And that's the way it must go. Now, I'm telling you now, for you to understand what I'm reading to you about a Pope. You know the Pope is gay, right? But you can't do nothing about it. The Pope say, apologize for sins of the Catholic, you know, from antiquity till present day. And African people can't do nothing. It's not that we can't do nothing, but something is wrong. Like I said, we have the blindness from their, infectious, you know, interbreeding, miscegenation. You see, we are suffering from that over 100,000 years. You see, so if you don't know, you need to get out of church fast. You need to learn about Jesus fast, because Jesus don't exist. You know, I'm on here and I'm saying it, for a long time, and nobody wanted to take me on. You know, the most staunch Christian come on the program here, and they will never challenge to prove Jesus exists, because I am well laced up with knowing what the Bible say about Jesus.
and whether or not the Bible authenticates and invalidate that a Jesus Christ really exists, or that a God, a spirit God, indeed exists. You're talking about in the context that the Bible say those things now. So if you know a Jesus, this Jesus that they're talking about in the Bible exists, well, show me where in the Bible that said that. Right? As far as I read, the Bible doesn't say that. You have people who pretend that they're writing about life 2,000 years ago. And these are the sodomites that invade us and kill us and take over our land. Until this day, we have the evidence of that. The different places that they take over from us. How, where they come from? This is pointing out to you, something has to be wrong with what these white people have done. You need to go way, way back to know where they're coming from. Because it's not, we have a way to say it. It's not so-so-so. This is not so-so-so. The government that is running the world is nothing more than the sodomites you read about in Genesis 19. You know, going to, I mean, to drag Lot's visitors out of his house. This, and these were the deities, the Elohim, at the time when they decide to, destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities down there, some five cities off the plain, right? We're not going to know what kind of power moving these white people until we know it in the history. And there's no way they can talk about they're coming anywhere or going anywhere. You see, all these governmental power that they have and policies that they have running the world. These guys need to be told that they are fucking ass white people that come from monkeys. They need to know that. That must scatter all over the world, but them have the media system. They have all the system that keeps secret for them and tell us that we can't this and we can't that. I'm telling you, A.D. Anno Domini is nothing but fucking ass stinking shit. A.D. Anno Domini. It don't depend, it don't rest upon, it don't repose upon nothing I read civilized, nothing whatsoever. All we need to do is come to know it and live by it. Live by the truth. So now, look at the kind of things they have been doing and we're under it and don't know. Well, now, you see, I bust the code now, right? And if you don't think I bust the code, well, tell me why. What luck I yet. This is one person who pride in talking the truth. From I was a boy and look at Ken Fields as I walked to school and, you know, grows banana fields and stuff like that and don't know the heck what I am thinking, what I'm looking at. Those days were void in my mind because I just see another day come up and don't have any intelligent meaning of what a day is. Okay? All because of these interbreeding snakes call himself talking serpent. It's them who causes all these things. If you think they stand a chance to like roll the clock back, they don't. They can't. They can't. Because you have to have words that totally obliterate what I say, but you can't face what I am saying with the history, historic force. You can't do nothing about this. You have to go about your business and find another life. You see? But this one, I am telling you about, you can't change it, you can't move it. There is one new world of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. And it's not what these apes, these white people apes, coming from apes, And they would like to look at us and say, we are not human beings. They are human beings. And they own us and make us slaves. Now you understand why they feel the way they do. And now I'm telling you what I know about this. And you just are not locked up to just believe what I say and go about and do whatever you want to do. No, I am giving you specific information, and it's up to you to go and, you know, put some effort into finding out. Is what I'm saying is true? Indeed, do you need to look to see the new world order of civilization that never existed throughout the time these white people evolved? There was no civilization because they didn't have civilization to give not themselves nor give anybody else. Right? So it has come to me. I'm reading and I'm devoted to read and open what I read and say, well, all right, this is not something that I'm hiding. It is the civilized information for all human beings that talk, whether you're civilized or not, but the truth must be applied and sand. All right? The civilized of the world, it's not Jesus. Jesus did not exist. These sodomites, it's one of the lies that they bring in. But my friend, my knowledge of this began with the biblical beginning that before Genesis, you know, before Genesis, creation, back into the Proverbs that speak of when God was alone before he begot a son. That's where my knowledge come from. So what we're reading in Genesis is the creation, but what happened to the preparation for the creation? That was before Genesis. So you have to go back into Proverbs, like Proverbs 8 chapter, and begin to read what happened back there with God and begotten a son. And you're going to find out nothing at all like what the Genesis is writing. You know, or in other words, you can't go any further than to reckon with the time, the spatio-temporal time when, you know, the spatial didn't have anything in there. It was God, the invisible God. Okay? So you think of a spatial that is empty. This space in the world, you know, in the firmament, is empty, right? So read from there and you will see how they say God begot a son. They're not telling you any practical way in which that happened, right? So all over, God is a spirit, right? So anybody who wants to believe Genesis creation, you are going through a spiritual process. Now, can you develop any knowledge when you go to school through a spiritual process like that and learn anything? No, you don't. No, you don't. See, now, when you go and read what is supposed to be a record of God as a spirit before he created his son, Jesus Christ, what will you find? They're talking a whole bunch of stuff before God set a compass and do this and do that. All those things they are saying that before God do this, he brought the son forth. He brought Jesus forth. Those kind of stuff. You don't develop no specificity of any creation by no either spirit or no spirit God. You don't learn no knowledge in that. So those are the kind of stuff they pack up and pile up in the Proverbs and stuff, make it seem like it's a practical thing. And not fooling us, you know. They're not fooling us all the time. They fool us at a certain time. But where we come from, the blood that we have as hybrid human beings, they underestimate us. They do.
They do. And it's the reason why it's the easiest thing to dethrone them off where they come to talk about. They're ruling the world. Yeah, they are going from ruling the world to ruling over their fucking ass. That's what they are going to rule over. Because they don't own anything, really. In fact, they don't own anything. White people don't own anything. With what? AD and Adamani? You show me how you do that. I may not be the brightest person, but at least what I know. And, you know, I don't measure myself with nobody else. You know, I care about being loyal to what I know and what I must say. That's it with me, right? If what I'm saying don't cut it, it don't cut it, boy. I have to go back to the drawing board, right? And, you know, look, if I did it at the drawing board, then what do I need to go back to the drawing board for? If you're not sending me back to the drawing board, I don't need to go back to the drawing board. You understand what I'm saying? The world is different from what we think it is. And you will have to be interested in words and what words offer. If you don't want to do that, words don't want to know you. You need to know words, right? And to bring out reality. Otherwise, shut up and go back, put up, and you don't come after nothing. You have to go the right way to understand the real world. It's not what these sodomites, you know, so, you know, the gods know to do this thing. Know to do this thing because, look, it's a matter that if I were running around and, you know, I mean, catching bugs and all, do all kind of foolishness, I wouldn't be here sitting down and talking to you. I wouldn't be here sitting down and talking to you. And I'm saying, yeah, it's what I have is a force to be reckoned with, okay? And white people, where they come from, and tease everything they have, okay? And don't care, you know, and forevermore will defend and do all kind of stuff to keep their sodomy afloat. And everybody must bow down to sodomy. That's it. They're going to find out, you know what? This is the last chance for them. And they don't have anything else to do beside go where the wind blows them. That's all there is to it. And they will see, oh, they have done so marvelous a thing. But they're going to find out that, hey, don't fool around with the gods. Don't fool around with the gods. I am glad they created me. I can't be anything else but an hybrid person. I can't be anything else. And if you can beat me, you know, I mean, you know, if you can beat me, I mean in the right context. If you can argue and bring civilized history to bear, if you can correct me about that and show that, you know, the weight is not on my side. It is on your side as a faggot, and I can't change it. Well, I have to go back home and go cry. If you can make me see it, my new brand focal site, to see that four gospel is not even one gospel. Four gospel in the Bible is not even one gospel, right? But they have four of it. And as far as you can see, my analysis and conclusion, there is none at all. Okay? None. Because I go as far as show you Jesus himself in St. John 6:15. Jesus, what they say is Jesus' word, was going against the prophecy. Jesus is talking against the prophecy. Okay? That he did not want to become a king. He go and hide when he think people were going to come and make him a king. Now, these white people, they don't know to write story to really benefit themselves. Like, you know, keep what they're saying real.
Put it, let it gel, whatever you're saying. Let it be real. But they make too many unreal things that knock down what they write for real things. You see what I mean? And that's what it is to like somebody like me who read for real and outdo, let's say, like my brother with a PhD. If you're not reading right and see the world in what you read, you're not reading right. So all the money that you're going to make, you know, sit on, you know, corporation, you know, what you call it there, you know, they're sitting on their bench, you know, to that runs the corporation and earn a lot of money. You see, I always want reality. I want money in the sense that if I can't get a job that is paying me a lot of money, I ain't qualified to do a job that make a lot of money. I am going to be satisfied with just what I make. Well, you know, that's me. I don't tell nobody to be like that. Right? I mean, the people I have, I help them to be on top of what they can do. I don't try to, you know, leave them so that they can't be successful. I help them to be successful. More successful than I make it to. But do you think I covet them? No. No. Because if I have friends that are wealthy, I tell you what, I am going to be a delightful friend. And I'm not begging them anything. But people who live with, you know, above the poverty, you know, below, I mean, above poverty, they have money, they're solvent, they live up to a certain, they like people like me because I am not a troubled person. You see, I stay in my lane, I'm easily controlled under the right context of control. Yeah, I'm easy to be controlled. When I know I'm safe, I'm okay, you can, you know, do, you know, you don't need to be afraid of me. So, my friends, let me go on and tell you now bizarre stuff that you ought to be concerned about. And this is, I tell you that the gay Pope Honorius III legislation, it is him and two others, a pope, I think two popes, and the Honorius is, I think, the emperor. I think Honorius is the emperor and two popes. They call, I think Honorius called the tribunal for him and the two popes to make legislation and pass them, right? And then let's see if we can get what they did out of what I'm going to read to you. Now, just understand that since the white people start to talk and they can read, they make us a target because they want to rule us. When they came to America, they said the reason why they were coming to America as the New World, it is because they want more wealth than they have, and they want to have say about the way the world, in issues of the world. They want to control the world, in other words. Well, that's what they actually was about. It was not that they wanted wealth, because they were stealing and getting enough wealth as they want, but they wanted more. Guess what? They can't stay in Europe and get to where they want to go. So they're going to come to where we are no sooner than they develop enough and we were establishing ourselves. They have a lot to steal from us. That's what they did. That's what these shit house white people did to the African people. And they do it because when they began to read, they begin to make more out of reading than we did. They start writing history and going all kind of stuff that now today they almost written us off from civilization and make themselves a civilization. But right now, they're about to pursue what they are doing, capsize, for for us to know for real and take up the history book and thunder their face with it. And they can't say nothing. Imagine, anything federal government say they are doing as a government. I destroy it. Because what they have is AD and Adamani, and they never thought that we would get to a point where we destroy the vehicle for their operation, you know, which they want to hold themselves as being civilized, whilst they, you know, legalize fucking ass everywhere, in church, anywhere. Okay? It's their church. So what I'm trying to tell you, that in fact, the reality that the gods do on the ground, that these guys begin to control and have, you know, billions and billions and billions for themselves. I'm telling you that is done away with. If you hear the truth, would you regard them as a government who is giving you money in Social Security and all of these stuff? No, it was not for them. But Africa take themselves out of responsibility. We don't even hear the word kingship no more. Going to history, that's all you have to read. And we are not a part of civility because of Africa that give these guys, for whatever they went on with. I would like to probe into that and to get somebody to answer what happened back here 2,600 years ago. Why Africa allowed these white people to do the African people these kind of atrocities, and they have nothing to say. I mean, down to the last one, Gaddafi, that they go there and kill Obama and Hillary. Kill that man because he wants to set up a bank that is better off for economic and people at large. These Rothschild, come after him and kill him. You imagine that? The Rothschild. You know, I mean, bring the Rothschild here to talk to me. Okay? You know, and I'll ask him how much toilet paper he have to wipe his fucking ass. Basically, that is the kind of question I would ask him. Yeah, because they have all the instruments to kill the African people to make their fucking ass continue. Let me get on with this. Here is the gay crossbreed generation. That's what they are. With the hybrid people. Who claim that they, the gays, hominid species, become the only law maker on earth. You hear that? No, I have to laugh sometimes because that's basically what my brain is telling me to do. Remember, it did not start until they did the crossbreeding and start to talk and build up their culture of sodomy, Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya. Okay? They are the hominid species. And they claim now they are making a new world beside what the gods established as civilized. And it is uncivilized sodomy now, okay? And they are making a sodomite law on earth, and that it is the law of the land. Everywhere on earth, everybody must follow sodomite law. And it would happen if we could not crack their code that is not based upon nothing of substance. No substance. AD and Adamani, they can't tell you about no real Jesus born, you know, in the year of our Lord. Because they are using an African character to build Jesus today. That's what they are doing. And dismiss even the name of the African man that they are using as a Jesus today. Now, I got into it and decimate what they did and upheld it, and like they are the one who are of law on earth. It's you know, there is nothing there. There's not even anything to grapple with. Nothing at all. You see, they're talking things because it's above our heads. We are confused. Like I say, that's what happened. 100,000 years ago, the interbreeding stuff that turned us idiots. So we have to do better than just reading what we believe and start to read stuff that tell you things that you either decide go or come, right? But if you are believe everything in that believe in Jesus and stuff, these things don't make no sense. They're ridiculous, so ridiculous, and you know, you're frustrated, but nothing you can do with it. Well, learn to read right, and you know exactly whether you go left or go right with things, man, without you ask me. Know for yourself, when you read, if you're a good reader, you have the instrument to decide things. You're not going to lie about it. Take what words give you and do your thing. In that gross, uncivilized, ape-like, human, bottom the fucking state of mind. You see? In the them kind of mind. In, this is what they did. In 1220 AD, one Emperor Frederick II and Pope Honorius and Gregory, maybe I call them wrong a while ago. It is the Emperor Honorius III that I talked about before. He is a pope. And then it is Frederick is the emperor. It's Frederick that calls the tribunal. Yes? And then these other two popes and Honorius and Gregory the Ninth. I don't know if one of them had retired or whatever. Anyway, but these are the three authorities. Right, so I just call Gregory IX a pope as well, with Pope Honorius and Emperor Frederick II. They come together, man. And look here, is that you're talking about, they are the government, right? These hominid, sodomite species. Now that they are talking, man, they're talking now, they go through the, you know, 100,000. Years ago, interbreeding and annihilating the African species. That's what they're doing. So this is what they're doing. And you see, we are early in our development. We were not able to defend, to know wrong from right and do what we're supposed to do. You know, we're still under, you know, fledgling development. So they who've been around, you know, millions of years as the earliest man, they have a lot of common sense. So when they learn to read, these guys jump ahead of us. This is what I am surmising, because, you know, it couldn't go any other way. So now, they are still sodomites. You know, they have warp thinking. They will kill you like lower animals, and they have some kind of a human kind of thinking, because they go and suck our blood out of us so much now that they are in a lot of things, they behave like they are humans. Don't go far before, once they do certain things now, they're going to turn and be like them are apes. They show their ape taxonomic energy. You see? So they can't behave like human being all the way, because they are not. So they made and passed legislation to execute punishment on the ethnic people. Do you consider that these guys have legal authority and target the African people? Legislation
They make and part. Look, them have a meeting set to do just that. A people who represent civilization. That's what they try and get themselves into civilization to, like, they talk for civilization. This is what is happening. Now, yes, the gay events, at them of the Eden, not us, but then call us Eden anyway. The gay events groundlessly accuse the ethnic people of violating gays' ecclesiastical empire. Do you understand that? The general scope of this legislation provided penalty of death, killing ethnic people, banishment, and confiscation of their property. Now, do you understand that? That this law is still in effect today. You think I'm joking? These white people will do it to you. They go there and they arrest you. And if you don't have a defense along the line, I am telling you, they are going to take you down and mince you up. Really? You don't belong into their jurisdiction, talking about government. But if you don't know the history that holds the power of your existence, these sodomites are going to do you what they do all the other people who could not represent themselves properly. All right. The Pope makes the rule for the mission to be exercised by the terrorist group Inquisition, plied verily arbitrarily. Now, applied verily, I know, very arbitrarily. I didn't read it good, right? But the mission of the law that they just passed is to exercise by the terrorist group Inquisition. I think by now a lot of people know what the Inquisition is, okay? All right. It's to do all of the iniquity that they have to do to kill the African people. African people represent what? The hybrid of the gods. And this is what they are doing. And they are allowed to do it because for whatever reason, the interbreeding went on. I don't know, but we are charged with it. We are charged with it, okay? For allowing it to go on. We are blamed for it, and we are infected. Our brain and system is infected. From Africa, come right back, because we begin to interbreed with them. Until today, they just put a black woman on the Supreme Court that married to a white man with two children. And nobody, none of us, have any idea where we are. Think about where we're coming from. And to see us now accepting and being around and taking jobs from these people, working for them, instead of we run our government. No, we are onto this faggot A.D. Anadamani government. A white man take the place of a black man. And we don't know that. We don't know that. I only hope that somebody out there is able to understand my language and the way I talk, you know, because I don't come from Harvard. I don't come from Princeton. I don't come from those higher levels of learning, right? What I understand is what I understand. And as long as you can't change what I understand, well, I don't mess up your education at all. You know, if anything,
you are blamed for not being more useful with your education. But I'm sure talking education, I mean, making sense. Because what I read, you know, I mean, I make use of knowing what I am thinking. All right? So it goes on that the Pope makes the rule for the engagement, right, or the mission to be exercised by the terrorist group. Inquisition applied very arbitrarily, right? The Inquisition applied very arbitrarily, which means they do it at the lowest level or to the highest level they want. Source that tells me this is written in the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. Chapter 6, page 159. Anybody can get a copy of Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, and anywhere books are sold. It will tell you extensively this story as to what these guys did, these sodomites that are not real humans, but take the place of humans, of civilized humans. Okay. Are the African ethnic people reading about the hominid, ape, primate, European violation upon the two subgroups of the wise sapien and the sapien, and the wise sapien? Have they been reading that? We don't know. So they will always do us anything they want. They say they own us because we them dumb us down and to where that they can do anything to us. This is a good day for people who wanted to hear this. It is obvious that since 100,000 years ago, hominid ape man forged into breeding with ethnic people. In other words, I don't see any consensusness in there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be blamed, but we are blamed. So that is self-explanatory, right? And here we are suffering from what happened. We had lived over 100,000 years and nothing had happened to us until this time, okay, when we are leaving out of Africa and these criminals were hanging around, okay? After they have destroyed our brother subgroup, Neanderthal, according to the history, and of cruel and of crucially damaged the cerebrum and cerebellum brain of the hybrid ethnic people. This is what happened to us now, why we can only go to grass yard and market and go sell this and that. And whatever else we do is under the power and A.D. Anadamani law of the fucking ass idiot white people them and civilized. They don't belong in our territory, but now they take over. I mean, all, you know, without any kind of a endurance from Africa over there, and taking a lot of money from these white people. You understand? They are the ones who allow these white people to overthrow the first king. And from then on, kingship was nothing. Okay? Africa did that. And today, Africa is as silent as a lamb. Have nothing to say. Saddam was killed. Nothing to say. They go to Africa itself and kill the Libyan Gaddafi and nothing to say. Africa say nothing. Of all the countries in Africa, none of them could say anything to these white faggot A.D. Anadamani idiots who go there and kill the African king. And nobody cannot say anything. I'm saying something now, right? I'm making it something now. It will always be something now, right? And it will be our curse for not doing anything, you know, to get rid of these white, talking serpent.
He says here that, he says, yes, so they smash our brain, and we suffer, been suffering, and still suffering. I still psychologically suffer from the kind of life that I experienced growing up in Jamaica under the slavery enclave of Jamaica. I suffer severely psychological problems, right? That now they are, what? That now they are unable, that now they are unable to realize their ancestors' sexual contact mixing with ape people, substantially abridged and relegate hybrid mental paragon, intellect, capacity. They relegate our capacity to the kind of problem that we have. We have all kind of different problems. Some better than some, but the point is we are still under this white man. The church that we were brought up in is under white people. Imagine that. And Jamaica is a total African people. And them come fly them plane down there to collect money from us in Jamaica and give these guys. Every year them come down and collect money off of us. And we don't know that these things are wrong. We cooperate with it. The best of us don't know. All right, coming down to a close here. For example, today, it appears most hybrid people don't know that they are ethnic of hybrid, the highest development of human being. Therefore, it is May Day for African ethnic hybrid people everywhere rush to read their own prehistory. My friends, here it goes, and that's about what I have to say today, and let's see you on the next let's do it on the next edition, okay? Take good care and best wish.
Jay got the job to do, and he's got to fulfill that mission. To see his earth will be the greatest ambition. But we will survive in this world of competition. Yeah.